Answers Magazine, Volume 10.4, page 19. Impact. Audacious love. Hater. Homophobe. Bigot. As our culture's moral foundations crumble around us, many Christians are intimidated by these words. They know they need to do something about rampant moral corruption, but they're not sure what or how. How can we share the truth about homosexuality without appearing to be unloving, or worse, actually acting in unloving ways? In his new movie, Audacity, Ray Comfort and the team at Living Waters Publications hope to inspire and equip Christians with answers to those questions. Through drama and live interviews, Audacity shows examples of how Christians can express love and truth simultaneously, even with this emotionally charged topic. In the movie, Peter, Travis Owens, struggles with how to answer uncomfortable questions while living out his Christian faith. His encounters with non-believers and homosexuals show truth and love in action. Woven into Peter's story, unscripted man-on-the-street interviews by Ray Comfort show Christians a simple line of reasoning to answer tough questions in a loving way. The key to reaching the lost, no matter what their sin, is genuine, self-sacrificing love. Love cares more about the individual than about our own feelings or freedoms. Love shows up in our actions long before we say a word. Without genuine love for the homosexual, our witness will be no more effective than a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Ray Comfort wanted to inspire his fellow believers to reach homosexuals in their own spheres with spirit-led acts of love and kindness. I think this movie is going to dumbfound a skeptical world by showing how uncompromising Christianity can indeed demonstrate uncompromising love, Comfort says. Watching Audacity reminds us that biblical love continues to show its power in our fractured world. It's also a good movie to share with other believers, to show how they can reach out to the lost. Of course, not everyone will listen, even when our love for them is unmistakable. Some mocked when Paul spoke on Mars Hill in Acts 17, while others listened without committing right away. But Christians still want to warn them, knowing that all sinners will be judged by the Almighty God one day, and some may repent and believe. It is not prideful audacity that motivates Christians to speak up, but fear of God and holding the Bible in highest regard. As Peter realizes in the movie, when souls are at stake, love can't stay silent. Audacity is available as a free download on YouTube. It can also be downloaded or purchased on DVD from AnswersBookstore.com and other retailers. Cowboys and Dinosaurs. Yeehaw and giddy up may come to mind when we think of cowboys, but creation comes to mind among those who know South Dakota ranchers Stuart and Lisa Schmidt. How does cowboy life intersect with creation? Dinosaurs. Stuart has been fascinated by them ever since he discovered a dinosaur bone jutting out of the ground as a young yahoo. Their remains are everywhere in South Dakota. As Bible-believing Christians, Stuart and his wife Lisa know what dumped all those dinosaurs into a vast graveyard at their ranch, the worldwide flood of Noah's day. One day, they decided to promote that truth in a way that fits their area, a cowboy museum that teaches creation. Stuart and Lisa have also opened their property to creation research. Several teams have come to study the trove of dinosaur fossils along the banks of the Grand River at their ranch. Volunteers prepare the fossils for display at the Grand River Museum, which the Schmidts opened in 1998, where guests learn about the one who created these massive marvels. A whimsical sculpture of a cowboy riding a dinosaur greets museum visitors and gives them a taste of what's coming. The work was created by renowned local artist John Lopez, who is famous for his beautiful and imaginative creations from junk metal parts. The Grand River Museum's focus is local history and the real life of cowboys, but the dinosaurs bring creation into the mix. The spectacular Pachycephalosaurus and Triceratops skulls on display, like so many other fossils on area ranches, provide a perfect lead-in to discuss creation and the flood. Humans and dinosaurs did indeed once live together.
Creation Pioneer. When Jaime Simon left his beloved El Salvador, he didn't know God would bring him back to his people one day with a new way of presenting the gospel. Growing up a non-believer and evolutionist, Jaime became a chemical engineer so he could help his countrymen improve their lives through technology. But when he was 27, El Salvador's brutal civil war forced him to flee to the United States. Jaime saw God's hand leading him to safety, but 3 years of soul-searching passed before he trusted Christ as Lord. God gave me immediately a passion for His Word and the opportunity to share it with refugees who were fleeing Central America, he explains. Jaime then went on to get a seminary degree and eventually became a pastor in Southern California. At seminary, he remained an evolutionist. As he wrestled to explain how a woman could be made so perfectly to complement a man, however, he realized biblical creation must be true. He finally understood that God's Word has the answers for everyone seeking purpose and meaning in every area of life, including science. Since then, he has had a growing burden to share this message with his Christian brothers in Latin America. Historically, they don't quite know what to do with creation apologetics. They are sometimes concerned that scientific evidence takes faith out of the equation. As a pastor with seminary and science training, Jaime is ideally suited to show them why this approach is so important in our skeptical age. From his home base in Southern California, Jaime travels all over Latin America, including secular colleges. He also has a website and is a regular speaker at Biola University's annual Spanish Language Apologetics Conference. He started a side ministry called Study Bibles for Cuba in 2004 because he was concerned about the lack of training among house pastors. So far, that ministry has shipped more than 17,000 study Bibles to pastors. He is also writing a Spanish book on creation and evolution. Many in Latin America have never heard a solid defense of biblical creation, but that is changing. Jaime says, "In my travels, I have found that youth have tremendous interest. Atheists have received the Lord in our seminars, and the faith of many has been strengthened."